It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You dropped your beads. One, please. Student?
Are you kidding?
Pain in the ass.
Look, Herman, I'm in Hedy Lamarr's shoes.
Hedley.
Next!
Qualifications?
Arson, armed robbery, mayhem.
Wait a moment. What have you got in your mouth?
Nothing.
Nothing, eh? Lyle.
Gum.
Chewing gum online, eh? I hope you brought enough for everybody.
I didn't know there was going to be so many.
Boy, is he strict.
Next!
Qualifications.
Stampeding cattle.
That's not much of a crime.
Through the Vatican?
Kinky. Sign here.
Oh. Why, rat! How many times have I told you to wash up after weekly cross burning? See, it's coming off.
And now, for my next impression, Jesse Owens.
Seize them! Catch them! Catch them!
Hold up, men! We'll head them off at the pass!
Head them off at the pass? I hate that cliche. Men, you are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West. Now you will only be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Now raise your right hand for the pledge. Right! Now repeat after me. I. Your name?
Your name.
Schmucks. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To Hedley Lamarr.
To Hedley Lamarr.
That's Hedley.
That's Hedley.
And to the evil.
And to the evil.
For which he stands.
For which he stands.
Now go to that voodoo that you do. Away.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
A little tribute to Harvey Korman. The late Harvey Korman.
Yes, sadly.
Dead at what, 81?
82, I think.
82 years young. He will be missed. Gave us a lot of laughs. Yes. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday, May 30, 2008.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, Pay Cut Day. All right, here's our phone number, 877-365-3636.
Did you go to your online banking, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is it scary?
Yeah. Huh?
Nothing.
No. AOL instant message us at Mike O at WJFK, not at WJFK. Come on. Hey, you fool. Mike O WJFK. You can email us at omera@wjfk.com and go to that lovely website to download our podcast, post your thoughts, and coming soon, I mean real soon.
Yes.
MikeOmera.com. Well, greetings over here to my right as well. My immediate right today,
Hello.
I will explain why we have reconfigured the studio in a moment.
Will you?
This is Beth Ann McBride.
Hello.
Buzz Burbank.
Howdy.
Rob Spiewak.
That's Hedley.
It's weird sitting here.
I don't like having you on my right.
I know you don't.
I do not like that. I don't trust you. I think something bad could happen with you over there.
I can see her eyes.
Buzz is fidgeting again. This is not good. This is not a good start.
I was not able to see Rob.
Let the alcohol pour. Excuse me.
He burps.
Sounds
every
like
show.
You need it.
I haven't had a thing.
Okay.
I'll explain in a moment what we're doing. A lot to cover. Let me go to the phone. Somebody's been waiting for a while before the show. These calls never go well. Hello, Matt from Sacramento.
Hey, how's it going?
What can we do for you? Hold on.
Shh. This is why don't go well.
Well, I mean, it's the guys that call before we're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Then why do you take they have them?
Because I'm curious. Hello, Matt. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, Matt, why did you call?
because I'm very curious, and I was wondering if I could get a description of your surroundings there in the studio.
That's weird.
What in the name of all that is F do you want that for?
Because I was curious, you know.
What?
He's calling from Mars.
Thanks for the call. All right. They always go like that when they call before the show. I take them because sometimes.
Have a little control.
Have a little self-control.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah, like
when
Beth
someone
Ann.
Calls,
have control like Beth Ann.
They never go well.
When someone
Why
calls.
Why would you continue to be curious?
Oh, God. I swear to God.
Liquor.
I've had me a night and a day, so just hold on a second.
Okay.
When somebody calls our phone number and takes the time, I am always very curious to see what they have to say.
Uh-huh. In this business of show.
In this business of show, thank you, Rob. All calls have certain amounts of value,
mm-hmm.
some of them lower than others, but I like to speak to the peoples because the peoples are what makes us goes.
Your peeps.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I get it.
A guy like this, you take this call and I'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Hello, Louis Jelly.
I just want to say I got my you-know-what chewed out last night by my family
really?
About the ones I didn't mention. So listen to this.
All right.
Thora, Jim, and Tommy. Hi to all of you, especially Tommy. He has been good to me. He put the antenna up so I could listen to the Michael Mara show.
That's very great. Good.
So I just appreciate it, and I appreciate it all y'all's friendship yesterday.
Oh,
really
Louis,
nice.
You're a sweetheart.
And you know what?
Louis, I will tell you how well that went yesterday and how thrilled everybody was with having you and Marie down here.
Well, most
we're gonna do it again, Louis.
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to tell something to Buzz.
Yes, Louis.
That's all, folks. Anyway, yesterday he was about the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. I called him this morning.
Yes.
The T-shirts are $9.98 unless it's extra, extra large. It's $10.98.
I'll pay you double, and thank you, Louis. I look forward
God
to
bless
it.
You, Louis. We got to run, okay?
Okay, I love you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There goes Louis Jelly, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cocktail Friday on mm-hmm. the Mike O'Mara Show. We did this about a month ago, right?
Yes.
We had a professional cocktail service come in. Mm-hmm. We were going to wait till the end of next week to do this, but we moved it up a week because of this. The Junkies, the morning show here at the radio station
a
in Washington, have just come back, or they may even still be in Atlantic City where they've had the Junkies Poker Open,
mm-hmm.
which was an overwhelming success, as
sure.
I understand it. And they were down whining and dining and enjoying time with our bosses. And meanwhile, here we are holding down the fort along with the midday show here in Washington. I'm talking, of course, about Big O and Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring those lads in here right now. Please,
okay.
boys.
Are they ready?
Let's wheel them in.
Bring them in. Bring them in right now. Show them where their seats are. And I invited them yesterday on their show. I called their air, and I invited them cordially to come down here and enjoy
they're
a toddy.
Drinking.
There's Chad's seat. Oscar, make your way around to the other side of Buzz. We've got a seat for everybody.
Bring
here.
That Grey Goose over here.
And
hey, good to see you, Chad.
That's Chad
Welcome.
Dukes. There's
hey,
Oscar.
On.
Oscar.
Chad, how are
hey,
you?
Chad.
Nice to see you.
Hey,
so nice to
Big O and Dukes from the midday show here at WJFK.
Now, for those of you that have not heard these guys around the country, let me explain. These are gentlemen that are capable of probably staying on the air for 16 to 18 hours straight. They enjoy it. And what they do is, now I'm not going to take away from their talent, but what they do is they stay on for an inordinate amount of time every day.
Really too much.
They really – much too much
as
far as I'm concerned. And what that does, it's very much like the economic model of supply and demand. It drives the price down for all of us. That is why on May 30th, one of the reasons I'm celebrating pay cut Wednesday.
Yes.
Even though it's Friday.
Well, may I say this quickly if you don't
mind? Yes, go right ahead. Yes.
While it drives the price of demand down,
mm-hmm.
how is that possible for us? Because there was demand, mm-hmm. and as you're celebrating your pay cut, we got a pay raise.
Yes.
But it feels like a pay cut.
It wasn't the raise we thought it would be, Mike.
Well, you didn't know going in what it was going to be. You know,
kind of.
Such danger. You know, here we are. We're 8 seconds into there, and I'm already in territory that I literally can't talk about. I can talk about you guys all day long.
Yes. No, we're happy. We're very happy. But it's funny as you're growing up and you're listening to your idols and you're realizing that it is a dream job. It is a dream job, especially the economy we have now.
No way. Right.
But then you get your paycheck and you realize, while I have a dream job and I'm paying $4.50 for gas, Uncle Sam still takes out what he takes out.
Same
and everything's everything.
It's not always a good dream.
Backwards. You know,
it's a bad dream.
Do you own your house or rent your house?
I'm not even sure we're renting anymore.
Squatting. They're squatting.
We're squatters, baby.
What's amazing is I got an assessment of my house,
uh-huh.
and
priceless.
You know, It's amazing. It's at least, I think, I don't know percentages, but I think 30%. And in the
value
tax
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And you look at that, and then you go to the grocery store where everything's going up, and you fill mm-hmm. up your car where everything's going up, mm-hmm. and it's a... Why am I talking when I don't have a drink?
I know, none yeah, of they do.
True.
There you go.
No, I won't be. No, I'm enjoying. I brought my own flavor.
We have a simple waiter.
Brown.
Hello, Drew.
There he is.
Would you like a Grey Goose?
I would love a Grey Goose.
Now, what are you?
I do.
What are you going to be mixing that with, Mr. Burbank? Drew, before you hand these out, how
are you supposed to mix it?
Mike O'Mara. We've got a little green bottles up in the refrigerator upstairs on the lunchroom that smells like urine, and I need a church key for those too, you know, to get that open. All right,
that means Jack's bottle opener.
Drew,
thank
can
you.
We have cups
and some cups, and we're gonna need ice too.
Yeah,
how
obviously.
Old is Drew?
Drew, how old are you, son?
22.
You know, here we've been so goddamn busy because I kind of feed off of you guys with all these ideas and this energy you have. I haven't gotten around to even meet the interns on the show. But
don't
then
bother.
Again, when you talk about interns, you know, Drew,
they're better than
I don't
nothing.
Care what your question is. I need a beer. God.
Do you have beer?
Yeah, I have beer.
Do you mind if I poach one?
Yeah, go ahead. Go
Drew.
Ahead.
Well, you know what? No,
chop.
I'm going to send Drew out for some beer.
Right, very good. I think that's a very, very good idea. Beth Ann, you're strangely silent. Are you feeling intimidated with all this testosterone? Well, that's the way it works. We're paid to do that, for Christ's sake.
I know.
Anyway.
Let me just say that we are so happy to be here, and we're so happy for the bump up in the week of the happy hour.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, I Welcome. Felt, and you guys can back me up on this, the morning show, The Junkies, overwhelming successful broadcast down in Atlantic City with the poker open. The big boss is down there, Michael Hughes. The second big boss is down there, CK.
The engineers
I always
are there.
Laugh when I say boss.
And
promotions director.
Yeah.
He was down there. I got my ass kicked by my personal trainer today. I was out late last night discussing my future personal life with my girlfriend, and I'm just ready to have a cocktail.
Wow.
I'm ready to have a cocktail.
When's the big day?
Did she say yes?
When is the big day? Now, see, don't do that.
Oh,
don't,
well, you
don't
brought
do
it up.
By
no.
When's
she moving out?
No, here's the deal.
We've been together. The witness opened the door.
It's all about the setting, Mike. You know that. Not really the diamond, the setting.
Living in sin, Mike.
God, Oscar's good.
Why?
He really is.
Is she? Is he?
Why did I invite them in?
He knows.
Why did I invite them in? Why did I invite them in? Anyway, Buzz,
yes.
We talked about our future. We've been together almost 5 years,
right.
And we talked about our future. And it was a very, very peaceful, a very calm. You know, a lot of times couples, you know how it works
it
with couples.
It can be tense sometimes.
It can be tense. It can
it
come
wasn't.
Out of a fight. It wasn't like that at all.
Good.
But at my station in life, it was something that these are weighty issues that I'm considering here and talking about. Now, a church key would be a bottle opener. You know what a church key is. Do you know what that is, son? It's called a church key.
You think you really got a church key?
Ever had a beer, son?
Yeah, open a little
Chad
lighter.
Dukes. Chad Dukes with a kick save and a beauty. Look at that. On his keychain.
We're like-minded,
man.
May I just say this? 5 years is almost a lifetime.
I know. Oh, here he goes. He's good.
Well, for you.
Thank you.
Why don't you just drink up, Shriner, okay? Go ahead and enjoy yourself over there.
Drew.
But because of the nature.
One moment, Drew. We need $20 more of Heineken Light.
Ah, very good.
Thank you.
You know what?
Come back quickly.
Cold. Stat. Just based. Did you open one, Chad?
I did. Would you like
to open mine?
Can you open up that one that's over there?
You guys are connoisseurs. A little skunky?
Of course. But it's, you know.
That's the green bottle curse.
So, Buzz, you've said that for years.
Beer in brown bottles doesn't do that.
Yeah, that's why Bex is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Tastes fine.
We all love you.
What, are you having some of mine?
Yeah, just a little.
You just crushed your cup. I didn't know that it was a beer.
That's what I did.
Give me.
Thank you, Chad.
Chad,
I didn't know you were having a little sip as well. This
is going to
be a balls to the wall show.
Call Gary Conrad.
This is going to be amazing.
Only brown glass can filter out the light that makes beer skunky.
Let me do this before
beer
before
has to
I
be
forget.
Around long
on
enough
the show,
to turn skunky.
On the show, please shut up.
Everybody
on the
quiet.
Show today, he's 93, in better shape than all of us. I am talking about the legendary, the man himself.
Oh, I
am thrilled with this interview, Mr. Jack LaLanne.
My hero.
On the show.
An inspiration to me.
Why do you have, like, the turbo Woody for this guy?
Because I met him, I think, the first couple of years I was in radio, and I got to interview him, and he was very inspirational.
When he was 25.
Would you like to see?
And at 94, or whatever it is still chasing babes.
Would you like to see Buzz's reaction when I said you guys were coming on the show when we were going to, and you were going to stay in here when we were interviewing Jack LaLanne?
Uh-oh.
This is what Buzz did. He went,
No, no, it wasn't. But it wasn't about that.
I'm kidding.
I didn't want to be drunk in front of Jack LaLanne. That's what I'm concerned about.
They'll be on their best behavior.
You guys are fine. I'm worried about me.
Buzz, isn't Jack LaLanne in some Target commercials now?
As a matter of fact, I have seen him. Yeah. Amazing at 94, right?
Well, he'll be on the show. Also, Gary Lassen, curator of the Stoogeum. I have trouble saying that.
Stoogeum, yeah.
The Three Stooges Museum. I was online looking at it today, and it looks very, very cool.
It smells like skunks in here.
That is skunky beer. That is just crap.
Now smells like skunk.
I apologize.
If you have a complaint, Buzz, just out with it. It'll be okay. You don't need to sit on it.
Excuse me.
Let's go to Kenny in Maryland.
Kenny, let's talk to you. How are you?
What's up, man?
I'll totally ignore the fact that as soon as I took the call, Beth Ann said, "What did you bring, Buzz?" Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hi, Kenny.
I'm doing good, man.
Good, man. What can we do for you, man?
Settle a bet for me.
What?
You got to settle a bet for me.
Fire away.
No, we don't.
Okay. Coors Light. Have the Frost Brew.
What is that? It's the second call that sounded
third,
like that.
Third, actually. We're having phone problems, it sounds like.
We had some phone problems. You guys have any trouble with your phones today?
Yeah, we tried to record an interview in here earlier, and it kind of sounded like that.
Where are all the engineers?
Atlantic City.
Oh, that's right.
All right, hold on a second.
That's why we're drinking.
And now I'm not getting – now the computer's not working at all. So I'm not able to even take the call or hang up on this guy.
That's unfortunate.
No, I was able to hang up on him. Let's talk to Irvin in Virginia. Irvin, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
I will not be able to.
I think it was Irvin, not the phone. Let's see what Irvin has to say.
Yes, Irvin, what can I do for you?
I was just trying to find out if it would be possible to get a T-shirt. I'm getting a lot of reverb back on this phone.
Just for fun, Mike.
Yes.
Put him on hold.
All right, I'm going to put him on hold. Hold on, we're going to experiment with you, Irvin. Let me put you on hold.
I'll try punching him up on this side.
Don't get hurt.
Right. Irvin, are you there?
No, let me. Yep. You want me to punch him up again?
Oh, I got him. I'm just doing an experiment. Irvin, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Irvin, the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane.
Try punching him up on that other bank for a while, Mike.
All right.
The one that's on the right, not the left.
All right, Irvin, I'll put you on hold because you cooperated. You will get a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, all right?
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Very good.
Buddy.
Highest billing station in Washington, D.C., by the way. So I'd like to point that out.
Now how come I can't put him on hold here?
Is it because Rob punched it up?
Maybe, yeah. I'm sorry. I put him on hold.
All right, very good. All right, so we got a full show today. We're going to have a little cocktail hour. Yeah. This is reminding me a little bit of the way it is when you go out with your friends for your first series of cocktails. A
lot of distractions.
And then by, the third break, it's going to be, you know what I remember? I remember a time when all the deal. But I am feeling physically just tapped.
I would think so.
Bedtime for me last night was 2:15.
Seems a bit late.
A.M.?
Because Carl and I discussed things.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Up until about 1 o'clock.
Right.
She went to bed.
Mm-hmm. Like what, politics?
She goes out. She goes out like, in a way, it was politics. And I was kind of keyed up, and I stayed up. And I do what I do, really, when I want to relax. I watched a video of executions. And
of course you did.
It helps me. It really does.
I understand.
And, you know, YouTube was pissed me off because I was I'd had enough of the green bottles and a little wine with dinner where I was having a little difficulty processing what my YouTube sign on is.
So I didn't
know what the hell it was. And so I was going through video after video after video of Saddam Hussein's hanging to get one that wasn't a goof and to get one that was complete and never really succeeded.
Having a great night then.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So you were unfulfilled.
No, I mean, when you're just...
What events led up to the fact that you said, I think I need to sit down and see Saddam Hussein being hung?
Oh, I watch executions when I want to I find that at the end of the day, if I'm having trouble getting to sleep, watching executions relaxes and...
It's like your lullaby.
I thought I was the only one.
I felt.
I should loan you some of mine.
Let's go. Hello, caller.
Yes.
From nowhere and no name. What's your name, sir?
Billy.
Billy, where are you calling from, Billy?
Modesto, California.
Oh, Modesto. How are you in Modesto today?
Oh, great. I just have an issue with something that Rob just said, actually.
I'll take it. He's right here. Rob will handle it. He's taking a pull off a green bottle as we speak.
I'll entertain the question, Billy.
Rob, how can you say Beck sucks?
That was a joke.
He was being facetious.
Yeah, it was.
That's actually Rob's go-to beer, but this is...
That's great.
All right, thank you for the call, Billy. This actually comes out of my own refrigerator, and
Do you find this enormously skunky?
I'm fine with it.
It looks to me like the light's not going off when you close the door.
Excuse me, hold on.
It's not bad.
Everyone stop for a second. What the F is wrong with you?
You're just kind of being a pussy, Mike. It's cold beer, buddy. I thought we had something together. We were drinking the other night. We got to that point of the evening where the F-bombs were flying, and I thought it was camaraderie. Now you're bitching about a cold beer? I feel like I don't even know you, man.
Who are you?
Jesus.
I think it's okay. He's not being nice to me anymore. He's turned on me.
Buzz, is your Grey Goose good?
Oh, it's fantastic. You've done a great job of mixing this.
Mike, methinks you can go back to the other bank now. I think I figured out what the problem
is. All right, very good. Let's try
this. Not skunky, that's for sure.
All right. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Who's it? It still sounds that way, Rob.
Damn it. All right, go back.
Sounds that way. Anyway, so the trainer comes over to my house, and I wake up at about, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And I wake up because I am so morbidly obese and because the nasal passages are blocked. I am doing all of my breathing through my mouth now.
Right.
So I wake up, and Carla has to go to work. She slept in. For her, sleeping in is 8 o'clock, and she says, good morning. I'm really glad we had that talk. And I said, I am, too. And the first thing I know is that at 10:30, Pete Galelli, my trainer, the guy with the 11-inch waist and the Incredibles guy shoulders, he's coming over at 10:30, and he's going to kick my ass. And I let him come over. I didn't cancel. I came very close to the second day of personal training.
That would have been good.
That would have been the first week I would have canceled it by
that
saying,
wouldn't have been good.
Hi. And if I had been honest, it would have gone something like this. Hi, Pete. I know we were scheduled for 10:30 and you had me do some aerobic work during the rest of the week, but I drank and smoked last night till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't want you coming over at all. And he showed up. And
he showed up
and he was there, and he's a great guy. Yeah. He's not too intense. He's not like a Marine drill instructor. He is a very, very cool guy. But he did the one thing. Anybody that's done any kind of exercise, you can all relate to this.
I can't
lunges.
Relate.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, lunges really, suck. As soon as he says, we're going to do some lunges, I'm like, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to do some. I hate lunges more than life
they're
itself.
They're homoerotic. They're no fun, aren't they?
Well, not the way he did them.
You're not doing it right.
He had me grab an iron pole,
uh-huh.
Yeah, well, and then hold on to another wall and go backwards and kind of like bend down and almost like a reverse squat.
And that's when you lost consciousness?
That's when I lost control of my bowels.
Again.
At that particular time.
How long were the sessions for?
Yeah.
Today was about an hour.
Michael Marin's zesty session.
Zesty session. What we do is he arrives, we go through some brisk stretching, and then we make love.
I knew that was coming.
Does he make lunch?
He was giving me some advice, though, about post-workout and pre-workout and the whole thing about you have to eat five meals a day. Mm. I've always said you just eat one meal a day, one incredible calorie-laden
possible.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you eat. I like to eat usually about 11:15. Yeah.
You see, you're joking. I'm not.
Right before and then bed.
Yeah, Rob will enjoy like 2 or 3 Hebrew National hot dogs at 11:45.
And then to bed. What a day.
What a day. Let's go to Kirk in Modesto. A lot of calls from Modesto today. How you doing, Kirk?
Hey, great, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. We're seeing if the phones sound good. Hold on. Let me listen to you. Say hello again.
Hello.
You know, Kirk, it will be very helpful if you don't speak in clicks and grunts, you incredible hump. I'm not in the mood today.
No. Okay, I'm sorry. Was your argument with Carl?
Right, hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold.
We're having phone trouble.
All right, let me try on the other one. All
of your callers sound very eager, Mike.
They're very eager because they know we're drinking today. That's exactly what it is. And then he hung up. All right, let's go to Brian. I'm going to try it on the other side.
Okay.
All right, Rob.
Break on through.
Brian from Idaho. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Brian.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Just fine. How you doing? You got a question for Mr. Buzz Burbank? Hey?
I got a question for Dr. Buzz. Is the doctor in?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the doctor is in. How can I help you?
Well, Dr. Buzz, it's like this. I made Dookie yesterday, and it came out striped.
Striped like red?
Like toothpaste?
And like Goober Grape, only like Goober Duke.
Goober Duke. Well, I would say that sounds like you might have what Rob has, ulcerative colitis.
It could be.
Or the one that I'd be hoping for, cancer.
if you continue to see the dark, see a doctor.
Both great, by the way.
That's my advice.
All right, let's go around the room and see what we're drinking today, first of all. Oscar, what are you enjoying?
I've got a bottle of Grey Goose, a cartoon-sized bottle. Here.
Huge bottle.
It's Charlie Vodka.
Spared no expense
for
the little
show today.
Guess who
gave him that?
Well, Michael Hughes gave
that.
Spared no expense.
Rightly so.
Better than a raise.
How come Michael Hughes gave you a bottle of Grey Goose?
Because we were doing it for no appearance fee. So, of course, that's what was...
But that shut me up.
The compensation.
Enough said.
A bottle of Grey Goose.
Here no, you go. No, that's a... The birthday gift he gave me for my 30th birthday.
Very nice. We need you to be at the Track Auto for 2 hours. Can't pay it, but here, just drink. Drink the whole time
Verizon
you're there.
Verizon Wireless has a free GoPhone for the next and half hour. Here's something a client gave me last year.
I'll take what I can get.
I'm going to take the junkies out to dinner again. You guys keep working.
The mixer. What are you guys mixing it with?
Tonic.
Just tonic.
Very nice.
Tonic.
Nicely mixed.
You're fine with
having
that, Buzz?
The same. Yeah, it's great.
Bethann, you're enjoying some of my beer.
Yep.
You think I'm overreacting to the beer?
Mike, I just think that you have a standard of excellence, and if you need to stay by that at all times, more power to you.
Here's the deal. I got home last night. I was drinking the same beers and didn't have any problem with
it. Because you'd had a bottle of wine beforehand.
Leave them in the car or something?
Were you drinking angry?
No.
It's easy to drink angry, Mike. You know that.
I was not drinking angry. I was drinking tense.
Oh. You can drink turpentine if you're drinking angry.
We were drinking we were drinking happy the other night, Friday
yeah, we
night.
Were.
Yes, we were. Celebration. Yes.
That was a good time. A good time was had by all. What's that little game we play with the bag in the hall?
Bags, man.
What is it?
The bags,
it's called
man.
Bags.
Bags is, man, we've got one here at the station, which is very, very exciting.
It'll be more fun after this, though. I want to go play that.
During the breaks. And, bags. Rob, what are you enjoying?
I'm also having a beer, and I sent out for more beer. Right. Mo beer, mo beer, mo beer.
Okay. I'm having both.
Well, we are the Forgotten
That's
Stepchildren.
That's a good cocktail.
What could go wrong?
And I heard you guys talking on your show. You were talking about the fact that perhaps we need to do something. And then you mentioned... San Diego and some sort of gaming convention, and I love you guys to death, but that absolutely terrifies me. I mean, the idea of walking around in the land of nerd.
Yes.
You know, as a matter of fact, you guys are both very normal, and I enjoy your show. But you get deep into the whole gaming thing that I'm lost. Well, I'm totally lost.
You play Call of Duty, don't you?
I play Call of Duty, but when you get these guys that are like editors for the magazine, guys who are making like coin
a living
on the gaming thing, that gets very, very deep for
I
me.
I think it all stems from our love for Cable Guy. Because we all wanted to play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. When that actually happened,
right?
Because look, Chad at first it was just like you, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and said, "I'm not playing with anybody online." But when you take the games that you used to play growing up, and you go online and you play with somebody in Australia, you play with somebody in Fairfax, you play with someone in Maryland, in Sacramento, it changes the whole dynamic of your competition level.
It's interesting you bring that up because when I'm talking about online, I've never done it. I've never gone online to play any kind of game. I haven't done Mortal Kombat. I haven't done Halo, any of those games. I haven't gone online to do it. There's something about that just I still feel
makes you
that
nervous.
If you hook up with another guy and you're playing one-on-one, somehow he can reach into your living room.
Steal your soul.
You know, just go into some mind control, and the next thing you know, you'd hear the doorbell ring, and there he would be going, "Hi, I guess you didn't think I kicked your ass enough."
You've never even played with a friend?
I have never gone online. The closest I do is when I play that online poker,
right?
And I will go to the avatars, and I will see that the person is from Dusseldorf. And I think at that point,
you
I
feel
think,
safe.
I think I'm a peeping Tom.
All in.
Swear to God, I think I'm a peeping Tom. And what they do on the PokerStars.net, they'll get an avatar of a really hot woman.
Right.
And it works.
Sure. Because
All the guys, you'll see some of the guys, they have a little chat box.
Right.
And some of the guys will start chatting her up a little bit, like, boy, that was a tough hand you just had. And, you know, and all it is this disembodied head of a hot girl that they probably took off a model magazine.
And you're playing with Augustus Gloop.
Exactly. Big fat chick, but I'm terrified of doing the one-on-one.
Start soft. I've played Madden with my buddy Brad,
right?
And it is too cool.
You know him. That's not. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying that's how you start.
That's all I play with because you can control the room, Mike. Mm-hmm.
So you can control who you play with. But do you ever venture out into the land of the great unwashed?
No, because then you have 14-year-olds screaming the N-word at you. I don't want any part of that. You know,
good for you.
If anybody's
by the way,
N-word,
I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, Rob.
That was Rob when he was playing the game too. What games do you play, Bethann?
None.
Scrabble.
What do you do like when you're at home, outside of whatever you do?
There's, I look for guests.
There's mirror time.
Look for guests.
You look for... Oh, okay.
I walk my dog.
Okay, I'm working you so hard that you don't have any time at all, any personal
at your
time.
House?
Just, you know, Jack LaLanne just doesn't call you up.
That's right.
Yes, he does.
Although he will.
Do you know where I put my keys?
You know what I think it is? It's the chips that I took from your show when you were doing the kettle chips.
The chips
that's
did not
affecting
the chips
beer.
Did not fill the room with a skunky aroma. So I don't blame the chips.
Please, Buzz, decidedly anti-beer today,
Mr. Yeah. Oscar. Please to pour just a saison of the tonic and Grey Goose.
Absolutely, I'll take care of that.
I think I'm
chips,
switch.
The good chips move. Are not good for what you've been dealing with your vocal cords.
Right,
they are too spicy.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I'm better than effing Rachel Ray. That's for sure. I saw her today when she had Regis on.
Oh, yeah.
And she's looking at her audience. At one point, she cajoles the audience to react to Regis, and this is exactly what it sounded like. Hey, come on. What are you doing, guys? Regis is, I'm going to be on Password, and so is Regis.
Oh, that's right. Sunday night is the premiere of Million Dollar Password.
Yeah, and who needs the gig more than Regis?
Regis needs it. Right.
Let Regis have the job, because Regis at 85 needs more work.
I think it's going to save CBS.
Seacrest was busy.
Speaking of game shows, I watched this week The Million Dollar Price is Right.
And they had a Million Dollar winner.
Rob, you never hit me to the fact of how bad Drew Carey is.
I've tried.
It's like he hates the job, isn't it?
He's abominable.
I told
him. Well, he hates the job. It's like he doesn't even want to be
there. I thought he lobbied for the job. I thought he wanted the job.
He hates it now.
He wants it, though.
He's terrible.
Oh, I could have told you that. I tried to make you listen, and you said no.
You had Barker used to go over there. Now we're going to play Plinko. I'm going to give you the Plinko chips. You're going to go over to the Plinko board and drop them down. Drew Carey seriously sounds like this. Okay, we're going to give you a couple of things and just drop it down.
I think this is how you do it. I don't remember. It's like he doesn't know the game.
He
doesn't know the game.
Dave Price would know the game.
He has Dave Price would do a much better job. Mm-hmm. He has the cherry gig in television.
The best gig in TV.
The heir to Mr. Bob Barker. Yeah. And he comes in there, and he is actually not – he's phoning it in. Mm-hmm. I was astonished. And this was the nighttime version where he wears a tuxedo.
He was the same on Whose Line It Is Anyway, though. If you watch the original version, he was a shadow of whoever that host was.
He's got the attitude –
Call Minnie.
Thank you.
He's got the attitude that, it works for his stand-up, and it worked for his TV show, but he's just in there going, all right, here, we're going to play a game right now. How you doing? All right,
smarmy.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate his microphone, but that's me. He doesn't have the skills to work with a wired microphone, so they give him a wireless microphone. Mm-hmm. He looks retarded.
You were a little too fond of Bob Barker's microphone.
Well, I never got to touch it.
If you know what I mean.
I think you know.
All right, how's that drink coming over there, Oscar? Not that I'm totally, incidentally.
He's touching all the
if
drinks.
If CK is listening, I'm totally and completely focused on the show. You got any lime in there?
I'll tell you the one good thing about the Million Dollar Price is Right Spectacular, Mike, is it is in high def. Did you watch it in high def? And you see just...
Mike, can we get an eat chihuahua after you drink that, please?
How's that?
The high def.
Here we go. I'll make my afternoon.
Is it good?
I made it light.
Jeez. Christ.
Too much ice?
All you ask.
That is a strong drink. Now, or as we call it in my Irish family, perfect.
Did you see it in high def, though, The Price is Right?
I did see it in high def.
The colors sure are bright.
You know, you don't have to point at what button I need to click.
I saw you going for the wrong one.
You are sitting as close to me as you ever have.
I
knew this would happen.
Well, you were
going for the
wrong one.
Would you like to press one of the sound effects? Go ahead. Knock your socks off. Go ahead.
Right. So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Really well done, Ben. That
was fun.
I thought this was all shtick, what went on between you two in here, but it's...
No.
Those of you not in the
it's
room...
You can feel the electricity now.
Very, very, very strange relationship.
Oh, I made her spit.
All right.
Sorry.
Hold on a second.
Not Where's the last time he'll say that.
Would you like to... Why don't you play the new one in the honor of the late, great Harvey Korman?
Right,
I grew up watching him.
Yeah.
Play that one right here. This is Harvey Korman and the last... Hold it. When I... God damn it.
Do I have the right one?
I will break the finger at the knuckle. 17. Press it when I tell you, okay?
17.
There. Put your finger on it. This is the late, great Harvey Korman and laughing. That's from Blazing Saddles,
exactly.
Right?
It's him and Mel Brooks.
Where's my froggy?
The guy is absolutely
stab
brilliant.
Your eyes.
Let's go to Charles in D.C. Then we have to take a break. Charles, what can we do for you?
Charles?
Oh, you went back to that bank.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to go to the other side?
You want me to point?
See? Well, damn it. Beth Ann screwed me up. Hi, Charles.
Well, anyway, man.
No, I'm going to go to the other side.
Sounds good.
All right, Charles, talk to me again.
What's up, man?
How are you, man?
Man, anyway, Mike, listen,
yes, Charles.
Well,
huh?
And I'm a gamer as well. It's not really to fear or anything else, but
You just like in anything else, you need moderation, man. You need to just go in.
Moderation.
Make sure, yeah, you know.
Moderation.
Yeah, Charles, have you seen the trailer for the movie The Strangers? I think if I play Call of Duty online and like, now if you play for, I've got a question for the mm-hmm. gaming people. And
why don't we become the nerds?
Say I have partied with both of you guys? You are not nerds. You are well-rounded individuals.
I played for 6 hours last night.
You played for 6 hours? I've played video games for long periods of time. That's not it. The game Call of Duty, you're familiar mm-hmm. with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you play, can you go online and like the other guy is a German?
Yeah, but what I like to do, Mike, is only play with people you know. You know what I mean? Because I think you're the same way. You don't want the great unwashed coming into your house.
It scares me.
Yeah. You know,
like Charles.
Like a little kid playing until 11:30 at night. Uh-huh. You're like, where the hell are the parents? And the parents are in the other room. They're all in bed.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Don't you have a braided belt to be buying, Charles? You zilch.
So if I do that, if I game online, I'm in Call of Duty. I'm an American guy.
Yeah.
I can call you and I can say you're a German guy and you actually are shooting at the American during Call of Duty.
I don't like
Duty.
It because you can actually be a towel-headed gentleman.
Oh, you can be one of the...
Well, because in Call of Duty 4, it's not Germans.
No,
it's
no,
terrorists.
You're fighting terrorists, and then every once in a while you'll
my
just
son
respawn.
Plays, I know.
You respawn as a terrorist, and you're shooting a Marine, uh-huh. and that's when I just take my Xbox and throw it right out the
window. Can't do that.
Oh, so you've got guys that might be on the other side, that are Al-Qaeda.
Could be.
And they can buy Call of Duty, and they can play as an Al-Qaeda guy shooting at the Americans?
It's possible.
Hypothetically, but you want to play in a platoon, so we will all be in a platoon together and fight together.
All right.
Oh, it's becoming sort of chummy, isn't it?
Yeah, Mike,
kind of gay. Just a little bit gay.
We could have a platoon.
In a violent way.
All you need is a couple of wireless controllers and a vat of baby oil.
Come into the platoon.
All right, when we come back, we'll have our very first buzz. I'm already beginning to slur.
Yeah. Hi.
Mike has switched from the green bottles to the
hard stuff.
The blue cup filled with Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
We will have lots of fun with Buzz Burbank in his first buzz of the day.
Oh, dear.
And more fun and more thrills. And you know what?
What?
I'd like to interview our interns next.
We only have one here.
As I said, I'd like to interview our intern next.
That's fine.
Won't that be fun?
That'll be fun.
Or if we don't do that, since you don't seem to think it's a good idea, perhaps we could focus on you. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.